Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
It's great to have a chat to this guy. It's been such a long time. He's decided to head south to the Big Smoke from Channel 10. Michael Hollywood Kane. Hollywood, good morning.
How are you, Todd? I miss you already.
I know. But you don't ring and you don't write, so I'm just assuming I was a thing of the past.
I never call, do I?
No, you don't. No, you tell me you will, but you never do.
Actually, while we're on the line, hi, Mum, because she's probably listening, so it saves me a phone call.
Oh, she's probably wondering where you got to, so that's fine.
She's only just getting my washing, that's all.
Fantastic. Look, you've been a very busy boy, keeping an eye on sport, and at this time of the year, rugby league. We are talking about the alleged match fixing for the Seagulls. How long have you been sniffing out this story?
This is something I knew about probably about 2 weeks ago. This is the problem is it's hard to prove, and it's finally came out yesterday. Up to six NRL players are being investigated for allegedly receiving $50,000 each to throw a match last season. The match that's at the centre of it is the Souths Manly game, which was in June 2015. Now, it's something about this code this year, Todd, rugby league. I mean, how many more scandals can we have? I mean, it's had every scandal known to man. I mean, we're ticking the boxes everywhere. The problem is, I mean, look, don't think that this is just one thing out of all sport, because all sport you'd have to think has been touched by match fixing and betting at some stage. And I suppose when you think of it, when there's so much advertising for betting companies, you'd have to think that at some point players are going to be involved in it. And sadly, it looks as though that has happened.
Well, that's the point. We had cricket, then there was a bit of rummaging around about tennis, soccer throughout the years. But that's the point we're asking this morning. Is there too much betting on sport? And honestly, I'll have a bet once a year on the Melbourne Cup. I'm not a punter, so I'm not the kind of person. But you can bet on everything. It's crazy.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you know, the one thing I hate when I'm just about to watch live sport on television, they cross to a betting agency just to tell you the odds. I don't want to know. I just want to see it as a sport itself. And the problem is, especially with rugby league, I mean, sponsorship is a big thing, and betting agencies come to the party. And again, when you've got something like this happening, it's always going to be open. Opens like a Pandora's box. I know in America you don't see NFL, you don't see NBA doing it, because they don't touch it, because they don't want to be open themselves. They don't want to open themselves up to something that could happen, which is what happened in the NRL yesterday. Well, it's been broken.
Well, Michael, it's not only that. It's they're talking about exotic bets, and it's not just a case of, hey, would you like to bet on the outcome? It's whether big Billy McWhirt is going to get chafed in the first 10 minutes of the game and have to go off to have some talcum powder put. It's crazy. You can bet on everything, and that's what they're saying, isn't it? That's what gives it away when there's a big boost on an exotic bet.
And look, you think of it. I mean, look, if you're a tennis player playing on the world circuit and you're 800th ranked in the world, and you're struggling to make ends meet to get from tournament to tournament, and all of a sudden, somebody gives you a call and say, listen, we need you to throw this match. You're going to make just as much as what you'd make in a year out of this match. Mm. How easy is it to throw? Or if you're a surfer, I know that there's, this is just, throwing it pie in the sky. Just say you're on the women's surfing tour, and a lot of women, they struggle to get sponsorship, which is terrible. But some of these events are held, you might be in Hawaii one week and you've got to go to Brazil the next. And they really struggle to get from one place to another. How hard would it be to call a surfer and say, listen, you need to, bomb out of this heat, and you'll make just as much. Mm. And it gets to the next level. I mean, and that's just, just an example.
Yep.
But this is how easy it is. There's so much betting worldwide, and it's a real problem, because again, people love going to sport, and if you know that there could, stuff like this happens, it sort of takes the gloss away of what you're turning up to watch.
Well, I feel sorry for the kids, because they're the ones that, whether the parents buy the jerseys or not, they're the ones that go along. They're the players, they're their heroes, they're role models, and all of a sudden the kids are walking away going, well, did he or she play as hard as possible? Mate, great to have your time this morning. Obviously, Seagulls camp is in damage control. Is it a possibility we will hear of more teams in coming weeks?
Well, I'm pretty sure that there is. I know that there will be, but I certainly can't say at the moment because I don't want to get myself in trouble. I don't want to get your station in trouble. But and also, it's more widespread in the regards to or other people and not just players.
Okay.
That's part of this. So it's really damaging news to a sport that really. In a country that has four other footballing codes, this is something that it certainly doesn't need.
No, it doesn't need at all. And the word alleged will be used many times in the coming weeks. Hollywood, thanks very much for your time. We'll have a chat to you from Channel 10 Sports. Michael Caine on 2NURFM.
2NURFM 103.7.